heard. Today's date is November 15, 2005. This is ID number 7.
With the Town of Palm Beach Police Department. Present in the room is Detective Palm Beach Police Department. And will you state your name for the record?
We are at 2950 Fontana Place in Royal Palm Beach. Can you state your date of birth for the record? We just got off the phone with your father. He said it was okay for me to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Raise your right hand for me. You tell me to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me from the beginning how you were introduced.
He told me about the style that him know that if you go there and give him a massage, he would be $20. But there's a cap. And he said it's a topless massage, and it's, you know, just following that sometimes, but he doesn't touch you.
Did you agree to the massage?
After a while, yeah.
Tell me about when you went to the house.
I went to the house, and it was really big and busy. And it was really big, and there was like a bunch of girls that lived in it and stuff, and they brought me up to this room.
Okay.
And we just sat there for a while and waited for him, and I was really nervous. And then he came in, and he set some five tables. And he laid down and he had me and Ashley both massaging at the same time. And then he asked Ashley to leave for them.
Okay, what was he wearing
in the room? I'm pretty sure just like shorts. He didn't have like all his clothes on, and then he just put a towel on over it. And he might have just put a towel on, I'm not sure, but he didn't have like shirt on or anything.
How many times did
he put it on? Any time. It started off by like, sitting on massaging, like with his legs and his back and stuff, and then came over and then like your ass moved over and came off my shirt, and then I usually do my bra and underwear, and just like one time I didn't even take my underwear off, and that's pretty rough.
Did you give him the massage?
Mm-hmm.
At what point does he tell him to leave the
room? By the time we both flipped over and doing this tab, flipping this tab, we said, yes, that's what we got.
Yes,
that's what we got. So there was lots of stuff that we didn't like what we do, and like in school, and all this stuff.
Did you know what your age was?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay. And you were how old when you went?
I guess it was, after age or I guess, maybe another.
Before your birthday and then after
your
birthday?
I think so, because I think it was last year, last 4 years, so.
Did you tell him?
Probably. He was really comfortable, so I probably wasn't going to hold back that information.
Okay. During the massage, when you turned over,
mm-hmm.
you said you were in your bra and panties?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever remove your bra?
Mm-hmm.
Doing the first massage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about your panties?
I think on the first massage I did not. But, I don't know. But you masturbated to me doing it on massages.
Okay. And your definition of masturbation is?
I don't know. Jack off.
Okay. I just want to make sure you understood what that meant. Okay. Do you know what the word climax means?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does that mean to you?
Done, like you.
Okay. That's how you calculate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Did he climax? Okay. How are you sure that he did?
Because I thought he was face up.
He was face up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did he have the towel removed?
Pushed aside.
Mm-hmm. All right. What kind of panties were you wearing?
probably a frog.
How did the massage end?
When he finished, he told me that I should go and, like, put my clothes on. He told me I didn't need to ask her downstairs and that she had my money to give me.
Okay. Do you know if she received money for taking?
I don't know. I think she probably did.
Okay. Did you leave your phone number for her to contact you?
No. He actually didn't say anything about giving him my phone number. He didn't ask me for it, so.
Did he ever touch you?
Not really. He never did anything. Sometimes he asked, and I'd say it was okay, but I don't think so.
What did he touch?
I think if he did, he touched my breast, but I'm not positive. It was a long time ago.
Okay, how long ago was it?
After last April or before last April, like, a little bit.
Did you meet anybody at the house when you were there?
I mean, I remember sitting there, and his aunt didn't go up with me. I guess I went by herself, and then I went by myself. And I was sitting in the kitchen with a lot of girls there, but I don't recall any names.
Okay. So tell me about the second time that you went.
The second time, I went up there, and first I was downstairs, and I heard, like, a buzzing when I was up there. And then I went up there, and he used, like, a back massager on me. Like, I think it was a back massager. I'm not sure what it was, but he used it, like, on me.
On you?
Mm-hmm. But I gave him a massage, too.
Okay. Do you have any formal massage training?
No.
No. Okay. Let me back you up a little bit on the second time.
Mm-hmm.
You went upstairs and started providing the massage.
Mm-hmm.
Did you massage his back?
Mm-hmm. His back. Same basic advice, the back of the leg, the back, and the chest.
And the chest there,
mm-hmm.
Okay. At what point did he take out the
After I got it taken off my shirt, and I guess it was after I was under massaging him, and before he masturbated to him doing that, I think.
Okay. And the massager was put on your vagina area?
Yes.
Okay. Did he ever insert it in
No.
the vagina?
Uh-huh.
He asked you before he did it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Describe the massager as,
It's like a green, gray, and I know it was, I'm pretty sure it was for a vacuum, I don't know. But pretty like this is a back massager, and it was kind of flat on one side, and that part was green, and it was like, I don't know.
Okay. Did he touch your breath?
I think he only did one time. So, one hand or the other.
Okay. Did you grab your buttock?
No.
Were you completely naked when you were providing the massage?
One of the times, yes.
Okay. Did he ask you to get completely naked, or you did it on your own?
Yeah.
Yes. How long did he keep the massager on?
Probably a few minutes. Not very long.
Not very long.
Mm-hmm.
During the time that he had the massager on you, he masturbated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did he climax?
Pretty sure.
Is that why he stopped with the massager?
Yeah.
How much money did you receive for the second massage?
$200. Okay.
Have you ever been back to the house since?
No. Wasn't my choice.
Why did you stop going?
I don't know, stopped going. I kept going, and then that potato, and it was like a kind of a small world thing, you know, and she's like, I don't know, I just stopped going, and I didn't want to go.
You didn't want to go? Did you take anybody else to the house?
Oh, no. I don't know a car. My friend.
Oh, okay.
So, I said no to the people who...
Okay. Were you contacted by anybody from the,
No.
House?
No.
Duffy never called you?
Oh, no.
Assistant?
Mm-hmm.
Bedroom,
office, bedroom, there's a room that leads into the edge of the shower, the powder room, kind of. And it's like a skinny little room that has the bathrooms off of it and the shower off of it, so definitely has something to do with that.
Okay. Do you recall anything in that room that would have caught your, caught your eye?
No.
No? Anything on the wall that might have,
I remember it being really pretty.
Well, this is an ongoing investigation. I've spoken already, and I asked her to basically not to repeat the fact that we had spoken.
Mm-hmm. Well, she told me to, like, let me know she was just going in or whatever. She's like, since you're a minor, you can call your parents, so she said maybe you should go in and tell them yourself or something.
Okay. Which is why I called your dad first before we spoke.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure that he was aware that we were going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I really appreciate you taking this time to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, I'm going to go ahead and conclude the statement. The time by my watch is
12:43 p.m.